We're now joined on the call by the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. When we talked last week, you guys had the bye week. You thought it fell at a really good time for your team. Did it? And what did you do last week to make use of it?
Well, I really think it did come at a good time. It was at the midpoint in the season, at the point of the season where obviously injuries are going to start testing your depth, as we saw in each of our last two games. And I think the bye week served as an opportunity for some rest and recovery, but also an opportunity to get out on the field and work on some fundamentals, to get a lot of our younger players who've been forced into contributing roles now a lot more work on the basics of what they're doing. And I think it was very successful. We were also able to mix in a couple of days off with a couple of days work on the field. And I think the combination of that has us rested and ready to go, as we head into this next week. And prepare honestly for probably the grueling part of our schedule ahead of us.
Got some questions this morning from Steve Elston. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
You talked about the bye coming at a good time. Do you expect maybe to get some of your injured players back? Maybe Morales, Jake Brown.
Well, as I always say, Steve, we're hopeful to get those guys back. No one has been listed as a definite right yet. They're still both rehabbing, as are maybe the other six guys who weren't able to play last time out. But we're hoping that we're going to get some of them back. Those two guys specifically, it's still up in the air.
As you look down the schedule and look at the standings in the CAA, there seems to be such an incredible parity in the league this year. Even though maybe the start of your season has been a little up and down, what is your message to the players in terms of, kind of what lies ahead here?
Well, as I think we found out and experienced a year ago, our first in the conference, I mean, this is a league where whoever plays the best football on the 3 hours on Saturday afternoon is going to win. Records don't matter. It doesn't matter what anybody has done the previous week or even the week before that. All that matters is what happens during those 3 hours on the field on Saturday. And that's the message we're trying to instill in our guys, is that we've got to be at our best every week to have just a fighting chance of coming out on top. And that's the approach that we're taking every single week.
As you look at Hampton, Elijah Burns, the year he's having, and it seems to be a year very similar to what Jaden had last year with a lot of big chunk plays. As you look at that, talk about the importance of containing him and limiting those big plays.
Well, offensively, Hampton, they're very dynamic. They're scoring over 30 points a game. They have an extremely big offensive line. And as you mentioned, they're very talented at the running back position. They have two backs. The one is number one in the conference. The other one's number five in the conference in rushing. And they're both very dynamic with the ball. And as a team, they're averaging, I think, 250 plus yards per game, which is also number one in the conference. And they're going to propose some challenges to our front seven on the defensive side. We're going to have to be very sound. Our gap fits are going to have to be right on, and we're going to have to play very, very physically.
Yeah. And just one more from me. Last game seemed to be maybe the smoothest in terms of Jaden and Sone kind of combining throughout the game, kind of in a flow. Is that kind of what you envision moving forward with those two guys?
I think I do, Steve. I mean, we found out through the first 4 weeks that we may have been asking too much of Jaden. When he was well over 30 carries per game, that's way too many for him. He's not that big of a back, although he is very dynamic with the ball in his hands. And we tried to achieve more of a balance in terms of the running game and who was carrying the ball. And I think in that balance, we found out that, everybody became more effective.
Right. Terrific. Thanks, Kev.
Thanks, Steve.
Kevin, I just wanted, as we hit the midpoint of the season, just sort of take a look at where you feel like your team is, and starting on the offense, certainly have been very dynamic, very balanced, averaging, 425 yards a game and over 32 points. Have you been happy with the way that you've been able to move the ball and score the ball and then you know, what things would you like to see maybe get a little better in the second half?
Well, I mean, I guess my answer to that, Rob, is yeah, we are fairly happy with what we've been able to do offensively. You know, as a coach, you look at it very critically, and there's always things you can do better or wish you had done better. I think that, you know, we're really working hard and concentrating on reducing the number of penalties that we've had, those self-inflicted penalties that 2 games ago really hurt us. And I think we did a better job in that the last time out. And that's something that we've got to continue to do. The other objective that we set is we have to run the ball more effectively. And I think we saw the beginning of that, hopefully, in our last game out. And so if we can continue to improve in both those areas, I think we'll be on track to have some success. And on the other side of the ball, we needed to do a better job defensively. We have to improve our third down efficiency and get ourselves off the field on third down. Again, that's something I think we took a step in the right direction the last time out. We're not exactly where we need to be yet, but I think we made some progress there. And we need to reduce the number of big plays against our defense over the first 4 games. That's something that victimized us quite a bit. And I think we made some progress there. So those are the probably 2 things on both sides of the ball that were a priority for us. And hopefully we took a step in the right direction, and hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, just one more on the defense. I know coming into the year, you know, off a year ago, that was an area that you really felt like you needed to get better in with some changes in personnel, a lot of guys back. Do you feel like you're moving in the right direction that way?
I do. I think there's some new guys in the lineup. And I think through the first 5 weeks, there was a sense of, you know, we're still developing that chemistry of working together with new people. I think that's coming along, and we're making progress in that area. And I think, you know, other than the number of big plays that I mentioned in the third down, we had been fairly efficient on that side of the ball. And that's something that hopefully coming out of the bye week will continue.
Ask Coach Santos about this, but as you've gotten to the midpoint of the season, maybe who are some guys that have gotten a little more playing time than you planned and have really been a pleasant surprise for your team on both sides of the ball?
Well, I think on the offensive side, very happy with what Jack Neary is doing at the tight end position. A lot of his contributions aren't things that you're going to read on the stat sheet, but he's been a tremendous plus for us there. Very happy with what Marquez McCray is doing at the quarterback position. He's only been with us a few months now, and you know, very, very happy with his production and how he's able to move our offense and put ourselves in good positions. And then on the defensive side, you know, the defensive line, the addition of Nick White, who came in, has helped us tremendously, and very happy with what he's doing. And then the play of Ryan Moran at the linebacker spot, maybe somewhat undersized, but you know, he's there every game and is making great contributions to our defense.
You touched on Hampton's running game, which is and the quality of their backs, but their quarterback, Chris Ellis, has also had a really nice year, both as a runner and a thrower, which it seems like numerous teams in this conference have. How is he different, and what impresses you about him?
Well, you know, to me, he's the guy that makes them go on offense. You know, they have the very talented backs that we talked about before. They've got talent at the receiver position in that big offensive line. But really, it's the quarterback. He's the guy that, you know, the straw that stirs the drink, if you will. He's the guy that makes them go, and he's able to do that both throwing the ball and running the ball. He's very dangerous when he keeps the ball. Sometimes they're designed quarterback keeps and quarterback runs. Other times he's just ad-libbing on a drop back pass and he decides to pull it down and run. So you've got to be very conscious of what he's doing all the time because he is so dangerous. And as I said, when he throws the ball, he's got a talented group of receivers, and he's very accurate too. So, you know, he's a truly a dual threat guy, and he's the guy that you got to make sure that you're taking care of.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for the time here this morning, and look forward to talking again next Monday.
I appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.